Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Paulette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Paulette. And now, play ball. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts in front of the plate. White picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on White. Berry goes all the way around to score. Young moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krahoski. The throw from White and he is out, Lapon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. White steals second. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon takes first base on ball four. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter bunts towards the mound. Hudson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Pillett fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Berry trying to get to third. Zarrilla throws the ball into Baker, who tags Berry for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 1 in the game. Cocos hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman catches it and throws to second with Lipon covering, to double up Young. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lipon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kruhosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruhosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kruhosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Zerilla reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zerilla scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Satchel Paige now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Kruhosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. White reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lapon bunts towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokoes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kokoes moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Page fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White scoops up the ball and tags Groth for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige hits a line drive towards short. LePon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kokoes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Baker. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Kokoes moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.